and played there. But like then like he and his girlfriend came to our place and played a few years ago, a couple of years ago, at our old place. And so that's my only contact with him.
Not kind of like your guys.
That's a taser. That's exactly what we have. We call it the taser.
Yeah, I do too.
Everyone calls it the taser. Funny. They should call it the taser.
They should.
They would probably sell more. Yeah. What is the name of your music?
The name of my music?
Do you have a name?
I'm Poopy Lung Stuffing.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm on YouTube. If you were to type in Poopy Lung Stuffing, then
like five of those bands on there include her.
Okay.
She's an Organ Failure, OHM, The Annoys, Just Candy Fan, and
Poopy Lung Stuffing.
Poopy Lung.
But you know.
Well, ukulele open mic.
Yeah, we're gonna have it. We'll see how that pans out. As an idea we're tossing out there to see what happens.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So you get in for free on Thursday if you are a Leo. Saturday. Get in for free on Saturday if you are a Leo. But
you
also
play ukulele.
Or if you play ukulele and you bring your ukulele with you, you get in for free too. And in the gallery over there where you guys did the puppet, the music thing, that's where we'll probably have the ukulele open mic and we'll have the puppets, that little stage up.
That's awesome.
For a ukulele open mic that can go on at the same time as the music is happening, just its own thing if anyone actually shows up.
Yeah, I'm
side
sure.
Stage.
I don't see why they wouldn't. I wish I could be there for that.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Hopefully. We'll see. I mean, I have a Leo party every year, and that usually counts as my birthday.
Yeah.
So I'm a Leo, and my birthday's August 20th, but this is happening on August 22nd. It's a weekend thing, and I'm also playing on my birthday, actual birthday, with Etta Place, who is supposedly really good, though I don't know them very well, but supposedly they're really good, and so I'm trying to get people for that show. The French guy, there's a French guy here earlier who plays music, and he's going to play at that show.
All these people play ukulele?
Okay, I don't know who the Grass Skirts are ukulele band. Organ Failure, I play ukulele in Organ Failure.
Okay.
The Unbearables, those are my friends. One Marcia. OHM is my band with Jason, and I play keyboard in that band and sing. The Annoysters, I usually play the ukulele sort of, kind of. But that's kind of like a free form, like audience participation type band where like toss instruments out into the audience and this
noise.
Chaos, pandemonium, craziness with, you know, crazy, like giant noisemakers and sirens and strobe lights and, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, Candy Fan is kind of like the Annoysters, but it's a little more controlled and it's got a loop processor in it. Poopy Lung Stuffing is me, just on the ukulele with Jason on drums, hopefully. Check it out. And then Acoustic Question Mark is our friend Muzak John, who's kind of has a cult following. He's like this noise guy. He's kind of outsider noise. He's like, he's real eccentric and does really silly, like atonal folk songs, I guess, you know, like, just banging on the guitar and singing out random. I don't know who these guys are. Exterminating Angels features members of really old school Houston local bands who are together, who have a super group called Exterminating Angels. But they're like old school, like way back from the 80s. They're very, very Butthole Surfers-y, if you're familiar with the Butthole Surfers. And actually, they are related to the Butthole Surfers. Scott Ayers used to work with the guys from the Butthole Surfers. And maybe Sean Kelly did too, but they were all part of the old scene way back in the day, in the 80s, and maybe even into the 70s. So Future Blondes is like a hipster band. And then the puppet stage is in there, and then the ukulele open mic, we'll see what happens. So,
wow.
That, yeah, so that's
awesome.
What that is. Yes.
Very exciting.
Yes. But I get to play as long as I want. It's my birthday. My party. My party, I can play as long as I want. I'm very minimalist. I just have a ukulele and I wear a funny costume, and I've been a street busker for several years, and it's kind of like that. So I'll just sit on the stage and beg for money, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, your songs sound really nice.
Thank you. Yeah, I usually. usually have the ukulele behind the bar. It keeps me busy. I don't have the ukulele, I'll get antsy. But I take it in the car with me, and you know, that kind of stuff. Yes.
That red lights.
Well, no, I play the whole time. I don't drive, so I like,
okay.
The whole, it keeps my mind off. I don't drive, and I'm incredibly phobic of riding in cars, and so I keep my mind off of being in the car by playing the ukulele. I get real antsy if I don't have it.
Josh got a great... I guess I haven't heard it to say if it's great recording of Charlie when we played with him, but
cool.
You recorded the set with that.
Awesome. Those are really great. I need to use mine more. I mean, we just really got into using it recently. I was so intimidated by it when Brian first bought it that it took me about a year before I could even get around to using it, because I was intimidated by it, but I finally got the hang of it. So.
I've been recording the whole entire tour with it.
Awesome. Excellent. Good.
How far are you into editing? I haven't edited anything yet. I've
just labeled stuff.
Yeah, I can imagine how long it's going to take to...
I'm already a year behind.
What? I'm not either. You're alive. Your dirty nose, you're alive. Petrina says so. That's what she told me.
Petrina's wrong.
That's what she told me.
I want a brunette for Petrina with a blue eye. Puppetrina's my friend.
Puppetrina said, "A dirty bird stole my hair."
Well, you did.
Over there.
It's just terrible. Ever since I've been playing with Puppetrina, I haven't been able to get out of the Puppetrina dialect. So all the time I talk like Puppetrina, and I can't stop.
Hair on.
I don't normally have like this like Southern Belle accent, but ever since I've been playing with Puppetrina, that's all I can do. Ha, like, Puppetrina. What do you think you're doing? What do you call that? It's about bangs. You're a guy. You don't know nothing about hair. I do Puppetrina movies all the time. We do Puppetrina movies all the time. He's Puppetrina's boyfriend. And this is Puppetrina. She's on the YouTube.
She's always quit to me.
I quit you a long time ago. It's not a continual process. It's done to you. But she's a 1963 R&B puppet doll. She's made by a company that no longer exists, that went out of business in the 70s. But yeah, she's a puppet doll. So, like, the commercial for her is really creepy. If you look up Puppetrina on YouTube, then you will see all kinds of Puppetrina stuff.
That's the product name?
Puppetrina. That's her name. That's the name she was manufactured with, was Puppetrina. And she's made by this company called R&B. Starts with an E. No, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. F&B and R&B were two different dog companies a long time. I collect dolls, I'm sorry. EG, she's made by EG. She's made by EEGEE. EG, she's an EG puppet doll. And she was made in 1963. She wasn't made for very long. There aren't that many of her. They're hard to find. I got her for $4 because
they thought
she was...
Tell them why there's not many around.
I will tell you why there are not very many around. The reason why there are not many around is because when people find them, they don't realize that they're a puppet. They think it's a broken doll and they just throw them out.
Because there's no body.
There's no torso, it's just springs. And they don't notice that there's a slot in the back for the hand.
So you think it's a broken doll.
So you think she's a broken doll and they throw her out. So that's why you don't have
her. She's a puppet.
Yeah. So people give her away to thrift stores and... gets tossed out because she's just a broken doll. She's a puppet. She does this dance all the time. It's like crab dance or something. And I have movies where I interact with band people and interact with other people, Puppetrina, all the time. And I've been doing that ever since I got her, which was not that long
ago.
This is her luggage. This is where she keeps her wig in.
She's going away.
She's going away. And she quit ya. She quit ya, and she's going away. Hi, I'm Puppetrina, and I quit him a long time ago, and he's got delusions that I'm somehow still his girlfriend. They're totally wrong. I'm a free agent, and I'm always looking for a date. So if any of you guys are single and looking, I'm always there for you.
Not now, Puppetrina.
I mean, I'm picky, but I'm also open-minded. So,
you You don't mean
I do have standards.
You don't mean that, Peppertrina. You know you don't.
Yes, yeah, she does.
I'm totally right. You done disappointed me one too many times, and I'm on my own now, and I can do whatever I want.
I love you.
Well, you don't, not enough. You didn't wear dress in the costume like you said you would.
I know.
That was the last straw, and you broke it.
I know.
He was supposed to dress up for our date, and he didn't. We had a date. I said, all right, okay, fine, we have a date. And I showed up all night and pretty, and he said he was going to dress up, and he didn't. And so that was it. That was the final straw. Yeah, Puppetrina. She's great. She's my best friend. I wish I was Puppetrina.
So who does the Doormat Texas?
Doormat Texas is a good friend of Charlie McAllister's. That's Daryl. I don't know his name.
Yeah, I saw those records over there.
Daryl.
How much is the Caleb Frey?
Caleb Frey. Caleb Frey. Well, he has $5 at the bar. I don't think it's more than $5. I think it's more like 10. I'm probably going to have him play with me on the 20th.
Yeah,
but,
I would like to purchase that.
I would say since it is a nice vinyl, I would say more than $5, like 7. I'll give the money straight up to him.
Okay.
And,
it's
very good. He's fucking brilliant. He's one of my favorite performers.
I've heard some of his stuff, but I haven't heard that much. So I saw it.
Well, he's got his MySpace, Caleb Frey, and then like he dropped off like a bunch of different albums of his. Mm. He's like this hyper prolific, completely unknown, incredible songwriter. And when I went on tour with him and my friend Michelle and her boyfriend at the time, Ralph, and that's where I met Charlie McAllister.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I've heard about him through Charlie and I think Unread Records.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he's just like this bloody incredible, hyper prolific songwriter who nobody.
Awesome person.
He's a stand up individual and an amazing songwriter, and he deserves to be famous, but he's not. But he deserves to be.
Yeah.
He's famous some places, like he's got fans in Colorado, fans here in scatterings of knowledge of him, but you know, virtually, you know, not very well known.
Do you have some change?
Yes.
Ryan does now.
Yeah, go get change from
Ryan.
And snatch up the album. Yes. But yeah, it was in April of 2002 that I went on tour with Caleb Frey, Daryl, and my friends, and that's when I met Charlie McAllister. Oh no, Charlie McAllister was in town visiting before then, and that's the first time I met him.
No,
you're wrong. Just relax. Pretend you're in a spa. Oh, she looks so luxuriant and peaceful.
She got the hydrophobe.
Again. She has the hydrophobe again. Thank you. I'll put this in a special place and I'll give it directly to Daryl.
Yeah, I just got that 7-inch 2 of Charlie's, but
oh,
I haven't
cool.
listened to it yet because we got it when we were on tour.
Awesome.
A week ago.
Have
but
you heard from him recently? I mean, because we tried
Charlie?
To get him to play here. And he
I mean, we just played with him like 10 days ago.
Where?
At his house in Charleston.
Oh. Cause it's very hard to get a hold of.
Last time I took the play, like hurt him, cut his hand.
No, that wasn't Charlie.
Oh, that was.
Are you sure?
It sounds like a Charlie thing.
Could be a Charlie thing.
Yeah.
The last we heard, he got he sent out this false story that he got like drowned or something, and
yeah,
I don't know.
I saw
some,
on his MySpace, all this picture said like the late Charlie McAllister.
Yeah,
or, like,
he died.
Charlie McAllister before his death.
And then you can't contact him through his MySpace. He's got the away message, so any message you try to send him bounces back. And he was scheduled to play
address.
Here on several separate occasions, and he wasn't able to make it because we can't contact him.
Yeah, I have his email address if you want me to give it to you. It's like Denise. I can look it up, but it's like
we should have
Denise
a booking
Bond.
Seance.
Could you write it down
for
me? That would
yeah.
be so cool.
Right.
Thank you.
Booking seance.
Yay! I'll get him one of these days to play here. Boy howdy, him and Caleb, and they were supposed to play here a long time ago. I'm gonna get Caleb to play on the 20th. Hopefully, short notice contact him. He doesn't play out very much, but you know, usually whenever I play, I tell Caleb about it and give him the option to jump on the bill, just because you know he's very shy and doesn't play out much, and you know, he needs to play out sometimes. So.
Do you want to play a few songs?
Huh?
Do you want to
sure.
play some songs?
Okay, can you pause for a second?
Yeah, well, I'll edit it later.
Are they in the drawer? No, I gave him my keys when I gave him the keys. I did see your keys someplace. They're in the back somewhere. I want to play this one particular song. It just takes me a second to figure out what chord I started in. Other songs much better than this, but I want to play this song. I'm not getting it. I hate this. I have brain farts when I'm around people. I can play all this stuff when I'm by myself, but when I'm around people, it's terrible.
Never heard this, and I don't know what you're trying to play.
Well, I'll tell you later. It's not important. If you don't know, if you don't know, it must not be important. Oh, you want to hear a cover or an original?
Original.
Yeah, I could write it down.
Charlie's email.
You could write it on this piece of manila paper.
Tear a piece off.
Back to me. Huh?
How long have you been playing?
I've been performing in band since I was 15, and I'm almost 34. And so, yeah. So, I wrote that song when I was in my early 20s. I have all these songs that I wrote when I was in my early 20s that stuck with me all these years, but I wasn't able to play an instrument well enough to really put them together on my own for a long time.
I also play songs on ukulele.
Huh? Cool.
But I haven't been playing them on this tour very much.
I have to have a ukulele all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like a ukulele-centric.